The call is being recorded.
Thank you
Thank
very
you.
Much. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the call of the WHO is Service Survey Working Group on the 6th of October 2011. On the line today, we have Avi Doria, Anne Nastiger, Michael Young, Steve Metalitz, Wilson Abigaba, Susan Prosser. From staff, we have Liz Gaster, Steve Sheng, Barry Cobb, and myself, Natalie Peregrine. We have no apology. I will ask you to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you, and over to you.
All right, thank you very much. It's Michael Young speaking. I'd like to start by always welcoming everyone to the call, and thank you for your time and your participation. So let's start with doing a little agenda bashing, because we didn't create a formal agenda for this call. I'm going to suggest a framework and then open out to the group and see if anyone wants to add any items. I suggest what we do is, to start with, is a recap of activities to date. For those that that aren't as familiar or have not recently reviewed the schedule, way we're scheduling these meetings and how they're working into our work plan, we'll do a little recap of that as well, just to make sure everyone's clear on that. And right now, I guess that's it for me. I'd like to open up and see if anyone wants to add anything. Okay, Liz, I guess you'll want to do a formal
items, to update at the appropriate time too on the council's action today to approve the charter, et cetera. And
why don't we
on the right of the Adobe Connect.
Given that's the latest news, do we want to start with that? Why don't we kick off with those items, Liz?
Thanks. As you know, the review and consideration of the working group charter was delayed for one council meeting, and the GNSO Council did meet today and approved the charter for this working group, as you've seen before, with a very minor correction to the charter confirming that the date for final delivery of the end report would be targeted at October of 2012. In light of this, we're going to send out an call for additional volunteers. It's kind of officially a working group now with a charter. It'll take some period of time for you all to conduct this work, and I think additional volunteers may be welcome. So we've asked the Secretariat to make an additional call for volunteers, thinking to run that for a couple of more weeks, and that might be helpful for the sub-teams. So if no objection, I drafted a brief announcement on that score, and Michael, you can decide as a group if you want to go ahead and do that, but I'm assuming that would be useful. And then I did want to note also that there was another resolution today on a different matter. It has to do with recommendations that came out of a registration abuse policies working group that specifically the council today agreed to ask this group to consider a particular issue that emerged from that report. And if you look over at the notes on the right, you'll see that I just pasted in that resolved clause. It's in response to Who is Access Recommendation Number 1. They're asking this group to consider including the issue of Who is Access as a part of the survey that it has been tasked to develop. So I've also provided a link to the report that tells you more about the context of that recommendation. It's my sense that that particular requirement was actually, probably called out already in the service requirements report that Steve Sheng wrote in 2010, though I think it's important to for this group in doing the survey to make sure that you're that everyone's in agreement on how you define access. That's probably an item for Werner's group, to make sure that this element is included. So that's a substantive request on the part of the council now to this group to please make sure that this element of access is also included in the survey, and that subgroup, I assume, would look into that. And I think that's all. Oh, and we have tentatively we have a meeting time in Dakar for 8 to 9 a.m. local time on Wednesday, assuming, again, that this group wants to meet at that time. But this is just a general announcement to let you know that time has been allocated for that for this group to meet. And that would be an open working group meeting to include any participants in the conference who are interested in attending your meeting. Thanks.
Okay. Liz, I have a question about the WHOIS Access request for this working group, but I'll start with my question and open it up to anybody else's, because we probably all have the same question. When they refer to WHOIS Access, without going in and reading these documents, which I'm sure you're already intimately familiar with, are they referring to the ability to have granulated WHOIS access based on, you know, authorization levels, that sort of thing? Whereas, you know, one body, like law enforcement, might have a certain type of guaranteed access and general population another. Is that what they're referring to?
I will cut and paste the specific text in the report into this group, but I don't really want to try to
interpret it.
Interpret it, because I do think that is an issue. I thought it was, that we could ask the staff person who supported that group or the council liaison for that group to give their insights to. But I think that would be worthy of your assessment or the subgroup's assessment. You know what was meant, and I think that's going to be an issue for other elements too.
Right.
Because they are derived from these other policy activities, that's something that I think is going to be very helpful for the group that is kind of outlining the survey elements to think about, you know, how to define and explain.
Right. So when I hear you, and I understand you want the working group to determine that. And
I'm happy to offer staff view of it, but I just want to, before I do it, ask those who are most familiar with the kind, like Marika, who supported that group, and I have not had a chance to do that yet.
Right.
Yeah,
I guess
myself, which, you know, I don't feel equipped to do.
Michael, this
I guess
is
kind of a
could I get in the queue, please?
Absolutely, Steve. Why don't you shoot, and then I have a clarifying question afterwards.
Yeah, I pasted what I think is the recommendation that's referred to in this resolution in the chat, and it says GNSO should determine what additional research and processes may be needed to ensure that WHOIS data is accessible in an appropriately reliable, enforceable, and consistent fashion. There's also a sentence about how such might be related to other WHOIS efforts, such as the upcoming review of WHOIS policy and implementation required by ICANN's new affirmation of commitments. I'm not sure how we would tackle that second question, because the report of that review team will be out very soon. In fact, it has to complete its work in 2 months. And the first one, I'm not sure whether we're being asked to survey about what research is needed or some other topic.
Right. That's a very good question, Steve. You know, I'm going to add on top of your question. This leads me to ask, should we be putting this question is to Liz for her guidance, but should we be, I mean, our purpose or our charter is to develop requirements, not to judge whether or not, you know, requirements leads to functionality of a system. And it's not our purview to decide whether or not that functionality is right or wrong, or should be available or not available. It's, you know, it's our job to survey and ask the community whether or not they think the requirements are valid and the functionality should be included. After that, there's still the question of whether or not, you know, a particular requirement or functionality is mandatory on a policy level of people who are operating WHOIS servers. So that's a whole nother question. And I worry, Steve, as you pointed out, that this question kind of leads us into that, you know, whether or not it should be, you know, required or not, in terms of being, you know, Just because the functionality is there in the system doesn't mean you have to, you know, whether or not you use it or not is a whole other policy question, and I don't think we should be, as a group, that's our purview to be pulled into that particular question. Liz, Barry, do you guys have some thoughts on that?
Tell me sort of, can you just restate the question?
Sure. Okay, my question is, building on top of Steve's well-placed comments, is in view of our responsibilities as a working group, which is to survey, I'm summarizing this, but basically our responsibilities are to take an existing set of requirements that have been named to, you know, do a health check on stakeholders and make sure that they don't want to add or update or clarify those requirements. And then once we've done that, basically go out to a community survey and ask the community what they think of those requirements. Do they agree with them? Do they think that they're valid, and help prioritize their importance in terms of urgency? And then bring those answers back with hopefully some gained wisdom that we can provide some contextual recommendations as well as raw data back as an answer in a report. I worry that this question is also leading us to try and answer, you know, let's say you put up a new Whois service with 15 requirements encapsulated in it that come out of this work. There's still another question of whether or not, you know, there's, ICANN mandated or other bodies mandated, you know, legal environments or otherwise mandated requirements to turn on and off, you know, functionality associated with those requirements. You know, and I don't think it's our purview to answer the question of whether or not that functionality should be turned on or off. And it seems like this question is leading us, this request from the council is leading us a bit into trying to answer that question in the survey. And I think that they're two very separate lines of questioning.
Well, I'm not sure I understand that question if it's being asked of staff. I guess I generally agree that we're not making judgments about the requirements. I'm just looking at the purpose of the working group as posted in the notes, that it's to estimate the level of agreement that the conclusions and assumptions in the inventory have in the ICANN community. So I'm not sure this particular access element or requirement, I'm not sure it's any different from any of the other elements or requirements in the report. And I think the report includes access, various aspects of access, because we know access can include multiple things. The reliability element, just looking at what Steve Metallitz has cut out from the original report. So I'm not sure I really see a distinction here in the requirements. It would seem to me we would want to solicit the community's views on all, but I'm wondering if the distinction you're making has to do with technical requirements versus a policy. You know, the turning on and off has more, I think, to do with a policy, perhaps, than do you want to build in this capability or that capability to...
You got it. That's exactly what I mean.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
So I think our group is all about answering the questions of whether or not you even build it or include it in, you know, looking at Whois as a product, as I tend to do. Is it part of the Whois functionality at all? Yes or no? And that's the questions that we're trying to answer. Whether or not you turn it on or off, that is a question of policy.
And so, just noting Aubrey has her hand raised.
Yeah. Aubrey, do you want to add to that or or tell me I'm offbeat or
I would never tell anyone they were offbeat, at least not politely in a phone call. I think that what you're getting to is the space between the things. First of all, I didn't realize that we were deciding anything other than the framing of questions and what we thought the responses indicated. I didn't actually think we were deciding on any requirements per se, but only posing questions. That being the case, I would think almost any capability that would need a policy enabler is something that we would want to create a proper, neutral, you know, well-balanced set of questions about.
Right.
So, but I, as we start to talk about, are we making decisions on anything? I thought the only thing we were making decisions on really was the question.
I apologize if I misspoke. I absolutely agree with you. Our responsibility is to voice other people's or other parties' feedback and concerns and help facilitate that. So, you know, we have two sides of that. We have to revisit the stakeholders and ask them to take a last look at that list of requirements that we have already and see if they feel that something should be added or refined on it. And then we have to go to the community and ask them, you know, to derive clear-cut, meaningful questions based on those requirements to ask them to help them decide, or give us, rather, the community's deciding for us here in this case, or at least voicing their opinion on what they think of these requirements, right? So that's really the task. We're a facilitator.
I'm still confused, and please pardon me for being confused, because it sounds like we're creating a set of requirements and asking them about them, as opposed to us asking questions about a possible set of requirements. And I don't know if I'm being good at differentiating the two, but in one, there's a set of requirements, and then do you agree with these or not? In another set, there's a large basket of things that may or may not be requirements, and in fact, if you're going to make a proper test, you're probably even throwing in some, you know, questions that are almost not relevant, just to make sure that you've got, you know, proper metrics and such. So
right.
That you're just trying to figure out from asking questions about a possible set of requirements, some of which may or may not be requirements that people have asked, whether what rating or what measure these have in terms of being appropriate or not, but that there's no
correct
coming out of the end saying, yep, we have found out that these are the requirements that people want.
Oh, I'm in complete agreement with you on that.
Okay, so I wasn't understanding. Thank you.
Yeah, no, we have been given a set of requirements to start with. You know, when we talked about this at the beginning of the group, we agreed that it's been a while since that list was written, so we'd like to go back to at least the original stakeholders that contributed to that list, and ideally if we come up with more stakeholders with expertise in this space that care to comment, review on those existing lists, comment on them, and hopefully enhance the questions that we ask of the general bigger community that the survey is going to, you know, we don't want to, I mean, the first time that report was done, there's always the chance that, you know, some of the stakeholders weren't necessarily paying enough attention at that time or have considered some things or learned some things since then as well, right? So we just want to see, before we go to the effort of the survey, we wanted to make sure we were surveying on the most updated information available to us. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think.
Okay. So, good. Yep, no, we're all on the same page, I believe. Does anyone... So, let me
Steve
go back to the kind of the original question. Steve? Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. I guess I'm going back to it, too. I mean, so we have this paragraph here from the GNSO Council, and I guess this was part of the resolution when it was first introduced, and I don't know, put two and two together, I guess, to try to find out if this could be clarified. But anyway, that's, we are where we are. And so the question is, what should we do with this? I mean, for one thing, this resolution seems to ask us to decide first whether we can take this issue on board in our in our work, and then tell the council if we can't. And I think that actually may be kind of difficult to do. You know, Liz may be right that you know, we embrace some access issues in the survey questions that we eventually come up with, but I'm just not sure what we're supposed to do with it at this phase. And then I see in the chat that Steve, first at Barry, said he was a member of this working group that developed this recommendation, and that and Steve has posted some more of the text. So maybe it would be useful just so we have a little better understanding of what the council might have asked us to do, if the staff could just kind of compile the resolution here, the recommendation, and the background material on the recommendation that appears in the registration abuse report, and circulate that to everybody so we have a little better sense of what we're being asked to do here. I don't know whether we can give the council the answer they want as quickly as they seem to want it, but we all need to look at this and kind of think about it a little bit, I think. Thank you.
And Michael, it's Liz. I mean, staff is happy to do that if the group would like.
I
would love to have done it for today's call. It just happened.
I'll join Steve in saying that I would like to see that. So if if others in the group are in support of that, let's ask it this way. Does anyone object to that? Okay, so yes, Liz, that would be extremely helpful. And I'm going to suggest that what we do is table this. We're so close to Dakar, maybe we can table this as one of the follow-up items for us at the Dakar meeting. That hopefully would give us all enough time to familiarize ourselves with the materials and be able to have a meaningful discussion. My gut feel, without having gone through all the materials in detail and thought about it, but my gut feel is that we would need to find some way to fit this request logically into our existing mandate. I'm very loath to adjust our mandate because it's already a complex one and challenging. And, I think we all agreed to work on a particular, effort, and this would change the effort in a significant way. Having said that, we could probably, I already can see possibly ways of picking out portions of this and keeping it constrained to the requirements side of the discussion versus, the policy side. It'd be great if everyone could read through the materials once they're available, throw their comments to the list, and hopefully by the time we complete the discussion in Dakar, we've actually, we might have already made a de facto decision across our conversation on the list. It'd be nice then just to be at a point where we're just ratifying what we want to do about this. So does that make sense to everyone? I don't hear any objections, so I'll take that as a yes. So we have our first formal agenda item on the Dakar meeting. Liz, there we go.
Yes, thank you. Great.
Okay. Any other questions on this or anything else that Liz reviewed? Hearing none, I'll just do a quick recap of activities over the last few weeks. We did not get as much progress in the subgroups as I had hoped. A lot of that had to do with, a little bit of, I think, people waiting to see what would happen with the approval of our working group was, probably an influence on that. And it's also been a very busy time period for everyone in the industry, given the changes going on. Wilson has reported back to the list, and I did note Steve, your email indicated that something misfired in the communications in terms of you attending that meeting, and that's a shame. I hope you and Wilson can connect and get caught up, but I think it's a good example that we all have to be very careful to make sure that we've notified members of a group like that, a subgroup that's going to meet on a call, and it's always difficult if someone accidentally gets overlooked or missed, and it's hard on all of us. So let's all be careful about that, please, going forward. I see Aubrey, you've got a note there too. Exactly. And I don't think Werner was able to organize his subgroup meeting, nor do I think Don organized his. So there was actually only one formal subgroup meeting that occurred. Okay. So everyone, just to be clear to everybody. And that's actually a little disappointing. I will be reaching out to Werner. Susan, I see. Oh, you are in that same group. So, Wilson, there's another note. You're clearly having some communication issues with your working group members to get hold of them. So I trust you to look into that. We need to get some momentum going on the subgroups. The task that they need to knock away right now is just basically building their project plan and their scope of work, and making sure that we bring that back and that the entire group is okay with each subgroup's plan going forward. At that point, we can move in to our intended schedule, which was to run the subgroup meetings every 2 weeks and alternating weeks to do a chair meeting to make sure that we're cross-communicating constantly between what the subgroups are doing. And then just to recap, what we're planning to do is every third of those chair meetings becomes a general meeting where we update everybody that wants to come. And once we get through the subgroup work and we've completed that, our plan is to go to full working group meetings from that point on. And that's after we basically complete the scope of work as we have listed out in the charter now for each subgroup. Okay, is there any questions on that? Okay. I would appreciate it that Steve, Susan, anybody, Aubrey, anybody that's feeling like they're not being utilized for whatever reason, in communication error, what have you, please reach out to me. I want to, one of my jobs as the chair I see is to facilitate things and to make sure that everybody is engaged and communicating effectively and successfully. Don't hesitate to put the touch on me, and I'll do the running around and making sure everything gets resolved in that regard. Okay. I don't have anything else in terms of the updates. I'll open the floor and see if anybody has any questions or comments. Hearing none. I'm just going to throw out a quick little note of appreciation for Aubrey. Clearly, you joined the ITF group,
yep.
The Weirds group. I really appreciate your comments there. That was fantastic. It's really important, I think, for us to try and this particular group needs to bridge and form relationships with the technical community that's actually trying to execute on these type of things. So that's fantastic.
Thanks. I mean, as someone who's been an ITF participant for over 20 years, it was easy to do.
Well, we look toward your example. And from a previous call, just to let you and everyone else know, And you guys know ahead of Don because I haven't been able to complete a call with him. But we're going to ask Don because it falls most naturally in his subgroup's area of responsibilities in terms of checking back in with stakeholders. But we're going to ask Don to make a formal communication to that group, explain what we're doing as a working group, and also pass on to them the requirements document and make sure they're aware of that document and that everyone on that list has read it. Can't hurt. So, okay. Liz, I don't have anything else. If we haven't had any questions from the open mic, so to speak, so we might as well wrap it up and use people's time effectively.
Very good. Thank you very much.
Michael, is the next meeting of this group at Dakar?
That's correct. I am going to see if we can't get our Don and Werner to get their subgroup meetings kicked off before then so that we can discuss hopefully their progress and some refinement around their scope of work for those groups.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks, bye.
Good day.
Thank you, Tanya. You may now stop the recording.